I am Plata on the line in Vancouver, British Columbia at thecommentary.ca. At the Museum of Anthropology starting Thursday, the 19th of March and running through to the 3rd of January, 2027, is the world premiere exhibition of Tupanchiskama, Ancient Andean Cosmovision. It's an exhibit curated by Peruvian anthropology professor Luis Manuel Gonzalez, who joins me now. I'll ask him about teaching at the University of British Columbia and going through the museum's collection of ancient Andean artifacts from ceramic, textile, bone, shell, and wood. There are items going back over 2,500 years. I'll ask Luis about what this word from the indigenous Andean language of Quechua, Tupanchiskama, means, and what he hopes visitors to the museum will get out of this exhibit. Visit the museum's website for more, moa.ubc.ca. Please welcome to the Planta on the Line program, Luis Manuel Gonzalez. Professor Gonzalez, good morning.
Good morning, George.
Thanks for joining us. How long have you taught at UBC?
In UBC, I'm coming in 2024.
Mm-hmm.
And start in the UBC with the adjunct professor,
uh-huh.
And start to help to the students. And for my base is in Peru, is in the Andes,
mm-hmm.
And I began my affiliation with UBC as the adjunct professor in 2023, when I began working in the capacity to support ongoing research projects in Peru. Both for faculty and students. My work as a professional archaeologist encompasses training students at the UBC and the way that archaeologists practice in the region and directing the works of scholars that draw from surveys, excavation, and collection from Peru. And I have the opportunity to train also students on the 3D scanning technology, osteology, and excavation technique.
So, this exhibit, and I'll get you to pronounce the name later, but this exhibit features artifacts from the Museum of Anthropology's collection. Were you surprised at just how many artifacts, how many items there are in the Museum of Anthropology's, say, archive?
Yeah. With us, would I have the first visit to... When I started without knowing the specifics for the collection, no?
Uh-huh.
And so I had to learn after researching the collection and engaging with the more staff who have a range of the experience and visions and redefine the focus for the general Andean team to a deeper exploration of the Andean philosophy. And I choose the pieces, the reflection, more for about the cosmovision and objects that show how people understand the world, death, time, and space, and emphasize from the Moche and the northern coast to the Nazca,
uh-huh.
And the southern coast, including symbols like the Chacana. This is the representation for the southern cross and the step designs, which were shared across the cultures but interpreted in different ways.
So there are, I understand, 100 pieces. Is that right in this exhibit?
Yeah. I select 100 pieces, but it's more for 1,000 pieces. The collection.
And wow.
Yeah. It's very challenging to try to pick up, try to select the
wow.
The pieces. But yeah, but it's the now it's the people can understand very. Very deep in the concept for the Andes and how they represent the ideas and how represent these artifacts also be part for the artists making these pieces.
Yeah. So the name of the exhibit now,
mm-hmm.
Is it? I'll get you to pronounce it because I'm probably not going to get it right.
No problem. Yeah. This exhibition is titled is the Tupananchiskama. It's Tupananchiskama. Is the ancient Andean cosmovision. And we try to, the concept is deeply rooted in the spiritual and philosophical worldviews of the Andes. Yeah, in this region, the life and the dead are not separate, but it's part of the continuous cycle. And I want to highlight how the ancient Andean peoples understand the universe, their relationship with the nature, and the sacred forces that guide their life. Also, the Tupananchiskama, that means it's until the life brings us together again. It is the word is in Quechua, and it's speaking the community use and the farewell, but it's more than just a goodbye. It's a promise. When we say it, it's not just an announcement saying I see you again, mm-hmm. but belief will be met again.
It's a beautiful word, Tupanchiskama.
Yeah. Yeah.
And sir, what was the name of the language that it came from? Quechua?
It's the Quechua. It's Quechua. The Quechua, yeah. Quechua, yeah, is the language is more people speak after Spanish.
Uh-huh.
Is the language more expand in South America.
You said something, Luisa, that says a lot about Andean culture, that I think a lot of us in Western culture probably don't think about, you know, that life and death, they do coexist, don't they, and that it is a cycle. A lot of us in the West don't like to think about death, and I think we can learn something from that sort of way that the Andeans do, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Also, and for me, and is the cosmovision, is the lens through with the ancient Andeans understand the world. But it's not just a belief system. It's the way of being. It explains how the universe is structured, how humans relate to the nature and the divine, and how time, space, life, dark, and death are all interconnected. In the Andes, the worldview was expressed to every object, a bowl, a textile, a flute, because this world is not just things, but it's living beings. They carry the memory, the energy, the presence of the ancestors, and still do. Why I believe this exhibition is not just the archaeological, it's the philosophical,
mm-hmm.
and it's how we remember, how we connect, and we keep our ancestors alive through their things. But I can say also, but this part for the understanding the life and the death. Is the for the Andes is the time is cyclical. Mm. In this cycle is the life is the transit, is not the end.
Yeah, and if we had a better relationship with nature, we would treat it better, don't you think?
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, I love what you say about some of these artifacts, that they're living beings. I mean, I guess that's why they last. You know, some of these items go back, 2,500 years?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We don't have that reverence in our culture, do we?
Yes. I want to emphasize that the Andes is the region, it's not a single culture.
Mm.
It's about a dynamic, evolving collection of the lineage and the world views. And they are constantly changing geological, culturality, and spirituality, but built on the shared history. In this exhibition, it's not a museum of the past, but a living conversation between the past and the present. And I hope that visitors feel that.
Yeah.
I hope they see that the Andes are not just a collection of the ancient civilization. They are a living, breathing, transforming world, and I hope they live with the sense of wonder, not just about the past, but about the possibility of connections as memory and hope for the future. Also, for example, the wind instruments symbolize these spiritual connections and a projection in the exhibition. We have the projection for the Inca Dark Constellations, which were see in the living beings also represented in the Milky Way and these spaces.
So when you talk about the spiritual, that also involves, say, the how people, I guess, in the past, how they predicted the future. I guess we tend to overlook that as well, don't we? The sort of astrological. An astrological view of the world, don't we? And I think that some of the items in this exhibit reflect that, don't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We try to select these belongings, and in the Andean cosmology, wind is not just air. is a sacred force that connects the physical and spiritual realms. And it carries prayers and messages from the Apus, is a mountain spirit, and the energy of the ancestors. And also I feel a deep connection for the projection of the Miguel Arauza Cartagena, is the painting of the Milky Way, which highlight the dark Inca constellations. There's were not just the patterns in the stars. There were a living beings made of the shadows, guiding agriculture, rituals, and even the city planning. To me, this shows how deeply the Andes understand the cosmos, not just with light, but with the darkness. And I really hope that visitors to the WIDA, the cabinet for the WIDA is the wind, is the catch a word. Stay a few minutes, close their eyes, and are transported to another place and time. And I hope that it properly changes people who visit to think about the power of the sounds to connecting each of us to our ancestors.
Yeah, that's the other thing that I was just thinking about as you were talking, that they were concerned, or they were thinking about what was beyond the earth, weren't they? That they were thinking about what was in the cosmos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they were for thousands of years before today, right?
Yeah.
This must be fascinating work for you, not just in terms of your education and sort of the knowledge that you have, but to learn more about where you're from. You know, you're a Peruvian. Has the process of curating this exhibit, has it added something to how you view your identity even?
Yeah, I'm Peruvian, and I have my 20 years experience working in Peru, reading about the cultures and all the things. But I was invited to create this exhibition to fulfill the agreement of the MOA with the Sawyer family in the donation of the Alan Sawyer's collections to the museum to showcase the work he did to study the Andes. When I first learned about that collection, I didn't know what it encompassed. So my work began with survive. We talking about this after over 1,000 belongings. And after this research phase, I gave a presentation of the MOA to the MOA staff, and through collaborative dialogue, relate to deeper potential of this exhibition. To explore the philosophical heart of the Andes culture. As a Peruvian, this was also a personal journey. As a person who has indigenous and European and African heritage, I feel a strong responsibility to my own indigenous ancestors, to those of others from the Andes, and imagine this exhibition as a way to reconnect with them, tell our story, and to invite others to do the same.
So it is spiritually significant for you as well as academic and all that, right?
Yeah. It feels very intense. But then I also, when I play the wind instruments, and I feel the vibrations, and this exhibition is for me one of the most significant moments now in my career. And as a Peruvian archaeologist, I always been drawn to the spiritual and philosophical aspect of the Andes culture. But this project is different. It's not just about research or display. It's about connections, and it's about to reunite with my ancestors through their belongings. It's about telling our story, not just as artifacts, but as living, breathing, and memories. That's what makes this exhibition is so powerful to me. And also I can put something in the, is I try to put the date or the range of the date for each belonging. I visit the museums only saw faces or times, but it's very academic date. And I try to make this range about, these belongings have how many years, and each year have more years with us.
Yeah, that's something we need to think about that, don't we?
And this is the thing with this. I have, for example, for academics, we know, it's this phase, so it's Inca, have around this range for years.
Yeah.
But it's before Common Era and after Common Era, but more for the people not understand too much this. But I saw, 1,000, this piece have 1,000 years, it's 1,000 years.
Yeah.
And then the next year have 1,001 year, and in 20 years, 1,022 piece years, no?
Yeah.
And how the public can connect with these pieces, and so also the ancestry, the time, and somebody make this for represent something, give ideas, and give us now this art, no?
Yeah, that's a great way to think about these things that survive and these things that we have around us. Yeah, I'm sure you're inviting people listening to us to come down and see the exhibit between now and I guess it's January of 2027. What has it been like? I mean, because we're talking now a couple of days before the exhibit opens. Is it in place already at the museum?
Yeah. Now it's in place and we start to finish detail for the exhibition, but everything is very good. All the staff is very excited about the opening. We are happy to, and I hope also the public coming to the opening and also coming after for the start of the exhibitions can be very happy to have the taste of the Andean culture. No, but it's around to more for 5,000 years old of the tradition. And we try to, people which saw this exhibition can have more interesting to continue navigating this history.
It's not an exhibit that we can just whiz through. We do have to spend time with it, don't we?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I can just imagine how rich an experience it will be going down there.
I hope they slow down in the world with the move so fast.
Yeah.
Vancouver, and I want them to take the time to visit with their ancestors. It's not just the ones for the Andes, but their own.
Yeah.
So I hope they feel the stillness, the beauty, and the hope in the idea that we will see our ancestors again. Not in the literal sense, but it's in the ways their memories, their values, and their presence live in us.
Indeed.
I also hope they recognize that the Andes region is not a single culture, but it's a vast and diverse area and collection of lineage, ideologies, and perspective, and that is the exhibition. It's a small window into that richness.
Indeed. I can't wait to see the exhibit and encourage other people to visit it as well. Luis, it's been such a pleasure talking to you today. I so appreciate your time today.
Thank you.
The website for more is at moa.ubc.ca. Tupanchiskama, Ancient Andean Cosmovision, is at the Museum of Anthropology from Thursday the 19th of March through to the 3rd of January 2027. Its curator, Luis Manuel Gonzalez, joined me on the line from here in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Planta.